This morning, as you already know, I've been pretty teachy in the last few months, but I just felt in my heart in the last, this week, I really wrestled with what God wanted to talk to us about as a church. And I'm going to get emotional here this morning, but I believe that God has a word for us. We've been exploring all kinds of angles of the gifts of God, the love of God, the fivefold ministry, and all those things that help us understand the framework of what he intends for us to walk and operate in here as a church and as a body. But today I hope to inspire you in your spirit, man. Not so much in your head knowledge, not even so much in your heart knowledge. And God will do that. The Holy Spirit will do that. But there's something that's stirring in my heart that I pray. And we're going to just read some scripture here first, and then we'll pray over it, and we'll go from there. Matthew 8 and verse 23 to 27. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep, and they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, for we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Today I want to talk to you about faith in proximity to authority. Bow your heads with me. Let's pray for the blessing of the Lord upon his word this morning. Jesus, I just thank you for giving us all that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to come into this house of prayer, Lord, that we've made it this morning because we're here praying and worshiping and loving you, where we get to host your presence, Jesus. God, you know every situation that's in this house. You know every fear, every doubt, every bit of anxiety, every shame, everything that we've drug in here, God. We've already released so much of it, and so many chains have been broken and burdens have been dropped, for which I thank you for this morning. But God, I know there's still more to go. And I pray that faith rise up in us this morning as we re-identify with who we are in you, Jesus, this morning. And all the power that's been invested in us, Jesus, this morning, that we walk not by sight, but by faith, Jesus, that you would walk with us. Let faith rise up in such a special way here today, God. And I thank you for your word. Open my heart, Jesus, that the seeds of your word might grow inside of me and produce fruit that is pleasing and holy before you. And God, I pray, anoint these lips of clay. God, it's not by my exercising of gifts and skills, but it's through you, Lord, the Holy Spirit, speaking through me this morning. Thank you. Amen. So here they are, the followers of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus. They get in a boat after having a long day of seeing all the miracles that Jesus has been doing. So often in the journey that Jesus was on, in the small area that he was in, and they get in the boat and they're a bit tired and they're probably hungry and they're looking for a granola bar under the seat and they don't find it, but they're out in the sea and in the tempest, the storm starts to rise up and it becomes a gale. It becomes scary enough where they are afraid for their lives. They're afraid that they might perish in this storm. They're afraid that maybe one of them doesn't know how to swim. They probably didn't all know how to swim. Nobody took step 1, 2, and 3 in lifeguarding courses in this time frame. So they were fearing for their lives and were focused on the waves that were high and the waves that were gushing over the bow of the boat and flooding the boat, and they were wet and were distraught and were excited. And they forget that the Messiah, the Lord and Savior and God, who is all powerful, almighty, is right there sleeping in the boat, real close by. Finally, one of them just says, "Hey, Jesus is with us. We've already witnessed all of these miracles. We've witnessed all the things that Jesus is doing throughout Samaria and Judea. And come on, Jesus, wake up. What are you doing sleeping in the boat when the storms around me are engulfing me and are concerning me and I'm afraid I'm going to drown?" "Save us, Lord. We're perishing." And he wakes up and he says, "Oh, you of little faith, did you not know how close you were to the proximity of the authority who is invested in me, Jesus, right here in the boat? But your faith was little. And he gets up and he rebukes the wind and calms the storm. And everyone's like, what manner of man is this that the winds and the storms even listen to him, that they obey him? Being in proximity to Jesus, being in proximity to the authority of God invested in him. Distracted by the storms, distracted by the problems, distracted by the overwhelm, distracted by whatever it might be. Us too, when I was reading through these parables and these scriptures and these stories, I thought, my goodness, how often have I forgotten that I'm in the proximity of Jesus? And my faith is weak, but I forget my proximity to the authority that is invested in me by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit that now lives in me, and I still forget that authority is so close. My faith is overwhelmed by my circumstances. My faith is overwhelmed by whatever is up against me. Whatever situation I'm walking through, it seems too big to bear. It seems too much to even consider. But forgetting, all I have to do is remember that Jesus is in the proximity. He's so close. He's right here inside of me. It's just me being aware of how close the authority of the Holy Spirit is right now, right here, living in me. And that my faith does not have to live by mere existence, by fear of what surrounds me, but I can live in the proximity to the authority of God invested in me. Traumatized by my overwhelming circumstances, distraught by every vested gripping fear that tries to distract me by the power of the enemy that so much roars like a lion. Like a lion, he wanders around trying to consume me with my fears and my doubts. But I'm so close. My faith is in proximity to the authority of the Holy Spirit invested in me. My circumstances, my fears, my insufficiency, my insecurity, my failures, and my inadequacy surmounts and surpasses the understanding and the awareness of how close I'm in proximity to the authority of God in me. Amen. Forgetting who is in this ship with me. Oh, and I look at the waves, and I look at the wind, and I look how our boat is tossed, and I look how my world is turned upside down. I look how I lose my job. I look how my broken relationships. I look at whatever is surrounding me that seems to overwhelm me, the pressures of life and the finances that I can't seem to really measure up. I'm so insufficient. That must mean I'm so insignificant, but yet you forget how close you are in proximity to the authority of God that's in you through Christ Jesus poured out, through the Holy Spirit being poured into you. Think about the miracles that they must have witnessed. The man that they have been with. The blowing of their minds over and over again. In real time, miracle after miracle, provision where provision made no sense. But the wind seemed bigger. The ocean seemed more overwhelming. The circumstances seemed so overbearing. That even after all I've witnessed, even after all the transfiguration that I've experienced, somehow this situation still overwhelms my sense of awareness of how close I am into proximity to the authority to command the wind and the sea, to command my situation to take control. It's just a matter of saying, Jesus, wake up. Come, Lord. Help me in this situation. I am in proximity to authority, but yet I continue to ignore how close I am due to my own increased sense of my own insecurity, my own increased sense of fear, rather than my decreased body and soul and my increased awareness through the spirit man that's been made alive in Christ Jesus. Understanding authority. Let's look at Luke chapter 7 and verse 1. It talks about the faith of a centurion. Verse 1 says, "And after he had ended all his sayings in the ears of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and at the point of death." Verse 3, "And when he heard concerning Jesus, he sent unto him elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and save his servant. And they," in verse 4, "when they came to Jesus, besought him earnestly, saying, he is worthy that thou shouldest do this for him. He's a good man. He's a wonderful man. He's worthy of you coming and healing his wonderful servant. For he loves our nation and himself built us our synagogue. He's done so much even for us, Jesus." And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, "Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof even. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under myself soldiers, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and one to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned and said unto the multitude that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, so not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole." This servant, this centurion, understood the authority that was invested in Jesus Christ. Just say the word. I know that my faith is in proximity to authority right now. I have enough understanding and awareness of the faith that is in proximity to the power of God that works through you, Jesus. Just say the word. I believe it will be sufficient. I believe that it will be done. Understanding the proximity of authority to your faith. We know in Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Jesus himself, all authority in heaven and earth was given to him. Just before he commissioned and charged his followers, as we know the context of Matthew 28, and if you don't, he's getting ready to commission his followers to go out and preach the gospel, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And he reminds them that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go and baptize in my name. Go and talk about all that you've seen in my name. Go and share the good news, the gospel of Jesus. I often wonder why our faith sometimes feels so insufficient. I often forget whose authority that I'm actually submitted to. Him, He, God, Father, and Lord of all, who is in all, above all, and in us all, who created the very heavens and the earth that we so enjoy, in the cosmos that we wonder in amazement we look around us and see the beauty of what all God has done for us. The intricacy of our bodies and our minds and our soul. God created it by speaking it into existence. Above all, who is in all and in us all. Faith in proximity to authority. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6 reminds us that there's one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in you all. You can't get any closer or nearer in proximity than Christ in you. Don't let your faith be overwhelmed by the negative circumstances that you walk through. Don't let your faith be destroyed or diminished by what comes up against you, makes you feel like you're insecure, or makes you feel like you're a nobody, or makes you feel like you're never going to get there, you're never going to measure up. But let your faith be reminded in how close in proximity to Christ being in you, and your faith can be made whole, and the authority of God works through you, through that proximity, as you are designed to be all that God has designed you to be. You can't get any closer or nearer than Christ in you. It's your awareness that suffers. It's your quotient that suffers. The inability suffered at the hand of distraction quite often. I find in my life, fears can be very distracting. When I struggle with my finances, or when I struggle with learning how to communicate more effectively, when I struggle in my relationships, when I struggle in being all that God has designed me to be and to reach out and to love on those, when sometimes I myself even feel like I'm lost in my own world, I have to come back to, wait a second, hold the phone. Whose authority am I surrendering to right now? If Christ is in me, God, help me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Awaken my spirit man to understand that I have been made alive in you, that there's nothing greater than you in me in you. Faith in proximity to the authority that's invested in you and I. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ given to us. Whatever storm is holding your gaze or your fixation is more often what it feels like. My eyes, I can't get my eyes off my problem. This problem is too big. This problem is overwhelming. I'm never going to get there. The distraction, the frozen state of existence, stuck in the mud. I don't know if you've ever been stuck in the mud. I like four-wheel, and I got a winch on my Jeep, and I've got four-wheel and big knobby tires, and you know, you can still get stuck in it. And you got to pull that winch out and get yourself on some better ground. I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit winch starts to pull you out of your stuck situation. Yeah. I pray that the Holy Spirit starts to leverage you out of where you're spinning your tires, and you say, I'm in close proximity to the authority within me. Satan, get behind me. Situation, you're no longer in charge of my life. Get out of the way. This authority lives right here in me. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, train us to renounce the distractions that we may dwell in the fullness of the glory of God. When you dwell in the fullness of the glory of God, you can smell it. It's a tangible feeling. I know this world and this religiosity world sometimes says you shouldn't allow your feelings to get in the way, but I tell you what, when I'm in the presence of God, I still feel the richness and the fullness and the glory of God, and I bask in it, and I love it, and I cry, and I feel it, and I love every bit of the tangible experience that I can have. And then when I read in the Word, and the Logos Word comes alive to me, and my brain and my heart still gets to beat at a different pace, because I see how wonderful God is, and all the truth about God and His glory revealed through His scripture, then I can weigh the two out between my emotions and my knowledge, and I can surrender my soul and my body, and through that knowledge and understanding and the giftings of the Holy Spirit He gives me, the Holy Spirit becomes one in us. That spirit man becomes made alive and stronger. And now my awareness to all that God is now at a total different level than I've ever lived in. Yes. That I've ever lived in. Jesus, thanks. Train us, Holy Spirit, to renounce distraction. Let me show you in Titus chapter 2, verses 11, that I may dwell in the awareness to your close proximity, Jesus, giving all authority as you have in me. Oh, verses 11, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, distractions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and submitted, I'm going to go and carry on, lives that are in soul and spiritual order. godly lives in this present age that wants to try and sway you into their molds and their ideologies and their philosophy of life. But there's a new man that has raising up inside of me, that has rose up inside of me by the unity, by the unifier of the Holy Spirit, becoming one in Christ as he is in God. Verse 13, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us all from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Verse 15, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no one disregard you. Redeemed from iniquity, purified as his own, used for all manner of good works, resolutely denying ungodliness and worldly lust, get behind me, flesh. You're not in control of this person. I am in close proximity to the authority of the Father invested in me. Redeemed, purified, denying all ungodliness, trained and learned through the grace of God by the Holy Spirit invested in you. Loving, self-controlled, loving being in submission and surrender to the God and Father, our Lord and Savior. Walking with authority. I've got my head up. I know who I belong to. I am a child of the living God, and he lives right here inside me. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing that overwhelms him. There's nothing that makes him shrink back. There's nothing that makes him feel like, oh my goodness, Chris's situation is beyond my control. No, God is powerful, almighty powerful. He exists everywhere and has the capability of being everywhere at one point in time and speaks everything in this world into the existence that it's in. God, wow. The authority and power. Let no one disregard you. Stop disregarding yourself even. Look in the mirror and say, I am a child of God. And I'm not talking about positive thinking. It's becoming an awareness of God in me who transformed me and transfigured me. I'm a new creation. I'm a new man. I'm a new woman who's been justified and freed, who's been made beautiful, who is loved by God, who is valued by God, who cares what the world tells you. Change the narrative. Change the story. Let your faith be in proximity to the authority of God invested in you. Let no one disregard you. Some translations use the word despise you. We have a world who will despise you. But when you don't let the world despise you, guess what that looks like? That looks like a behavior. That looks like a thought process. That looks like an action and a being. I am somebody in God. It's not to be proud and boastful, but I belong to God. I am a child of God. There's nothing that can come against me and prevent me from being all that God has designed me to be in this situation. Stop despising yourself. Put that body and soul in submission to the Holy Spirit who makes you alive, who makes you a new creation. Let your faith be in proximity and let your awareness grow through that proximity to the Holy Spirit living within you. Made alive through such a beautiful and amazing awareness of how close you are to Jesus. How close you are to your Lord, your God, and your Father. God who breathed life into your very lungs, made man a living soul, cast out demons, set the captives free, conquered sin and death, raised to new life, and ascended to heaven to sit on the very right hand of the Father. Oh man, you forget sometimes who you belong to. We forget who we belong to. Now we, Colossians 2, 6 and 15, 6:15. Therefore, verse 6 in chapter 2. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in your faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceits, according to human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Verse 9, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. And 10, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Do you realize? Let your faith be in proximity to the authority that is invested in you, who is the head of all rule and authority. And in him, verse 11, you also were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, putting off the body of the flesh, the soul and the mind, and the body by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God. You were raised to a new life. You've been made a new creation. Now walk in it. Let your awareness of how close to God you are grow this morning. Faith, arise in me this morning, Jesus. Let me remember who I am in you and how close I am to the authority of the Holy Spirit invested in me. You who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our sins and our trespasses. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. And that's not jumping a motorcycle over them. I know, weird joke. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. The Godhead, the deity, the Trinity, bodily the head of all rule and authority. All authority. Now, what does your faith barometer starting to look like now? Do you remember who you are in Christ this morning? Is your faith starting to rise, waiting? Wait a second. Christ in me, who is the head of all rule and all authority, is now invested in me by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. I have been made one and alive in Christ. What is my faith doing now? My faith begins to rise when I start to realize that I am a part of the body of Christ, that I am a child of the living God, that I have Jesus Christ through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit living in me, giving all rule and authority through him, working through me. Wow, now what does your situation look like? What does your relationship situation look like? What does your financial situation look like? Where's my hope? Where's my faith? It's in close proximity to the authority right here. Right here. I urge you to stop. I've said this before many times, the hashtag stop, drop, and roll. When you're on fire, what do they say? Stop, drop, and roll. Maybe your good buddy will get a fire extinguisher too, but stop, drop, and roll. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy. Stop shouldering what he's calling you. Stop dragging that past of bricks behind you. Faith in proximity to authority. Cut the chains. You have the authority of God invested in you. It's a choice. Stop, drop, and roll. We forget. I get distracted. I wake up, and it's a matter of minutes sometimes before I feel like, so much to do. So much going wrong. Not enough finance. Not enough wisdom sometimes. Not enough understanding. Not enough knowledge. Like, what do I do, God? I'm confused. Guess who the author of confusion is? It's not Jesus. The author of confusion is the enemy. Stop it. Get behind me, Satan. You have no authority over me. Jesus Christ is right here inside of me. I'm in close proximity to the authority of God invested in me. Rise up. Cut off the distractions. We grow fearful. We grow delusional sometimes. Lied to, confused, frustrated, angry. The author of confusion, the enemy, the devil, wants to devour you, wants to prevent you from being all that you were designed to be. He knows if he can distract you and confuse you and weaken you and make you feel shame and regrets and doubts and fears, he knows he distracts you from where the authority in your life is. And before you know it, you're looking over the book, hanging on for dear life, looking at the waves. Ah! 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 Jesus, where are you? What are you doing sleeping? How many of you are allowing Jesus to sleep in your life this morning? Screaming and yelling at the top of our lungs for all the distractions and all the stuff that's in my way and all the garbage that I drag with me. But you are so close to Jesus, and the faith that you have is in proximity to the authority to God. Would you let it rise up in you this morning? You too are more than an overcomer. You too are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You are a soldier. Sometimes we think Satan is the opposite of God. Bang, wrong. He is not and never will be. Satan is only the opposite of Gabriel. Doesn't have the same authority that God himself has. Stop letting him lie to you. He has no power over you. All authority in heaven and earth is invested in you. Take it by storm. Let that awareness grow in you of who I am in Christ. Oh, Jesus, thanks. All authority in Christ. We, through faith and baptism, we buried the old man. He's dead. He's gone. We didn't leave you there either. He rose up in resurrection through the power of the Holy Spirit, the same resurrecting power that resurrected Jesus from the grave is in you. All authority, one in Christ, one in unity, one in authority. Kings and priests. Revelations 1. And verse 5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth." You get that? The faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom." You're not a peasant. You belong in the kingdom of heaven. "Priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Kings rule and priests serve. Twofold we reign and serve right here on this earth. You are a child of God. You are in his kingdom, and you are a royal priesthood. What an authority invested in us. Why do we forget so easy? Why are we forgetting so quickly and so easy who we are and take this world by storm through the love of Jesus Christ in us? Faith in proximity to authority. Let faith rise up. Now that I hope you have been reminded, or now you understand that we exist in the proximity to authority at all times in Christ Jesus. Kings and priests to God. Proximity means or refers to nearness in space, in time, and in relationship. Oh, it's so real. It's so amazing. is so mind-blowing. It's so beautiful. It's so intimate. It's just beyond blowing my mind at how close in proximity I am to the authority of Christ in me. Galatians 3, I'm almost done here. Galatians 3, and maybe I'll just get the keys if you don't mind helping me this morning. We're going to have just a few moments of responding in prayer in a second here. Galatians 3 and 26 and verse 26 and 28. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is no Jew, no Greek, slave, nor free, rich, no poor, skinny or fat, brown or white. Doesn't matter. There's no differences between you and I. There's no male or female even. For you are all one in Christ. Now think about this. If you and I, if myself alone am in that close of proximity to God in me and the authority in me, what does that do to a body that's in that proximity to the authority of God in us? What happens to an army that starts to rise up and say, you know what, devil, I'm no longer a peasant. I'm no longer a Greek or a Jew or a slave or bond or free. I am a child of God, and I'm going to live and conquer the surroundings and the fears and the doubts and the shames and the insecurities that I have because my faith dwells in close proximity to God and the authority that's invested in me. He has come that we may have life and life abundant. And you and I both know that life abundance does not look like fear. It doesn't look like shame. It doesn't look like doubt. It doesn't look like insecurities or insufficiencies. But life more abundant. He gives you life and life so much more abundant. He didn't give you power so that you can nestle and sleep with doubt, fear, anxiety, depression, name them all, whatever it is. He didn't invest the Holy Spirit into you so you can get in bed with those fears and those doubts. Kick them out. I am more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus in me. My faith is in such proximity to the authority of God invested in me. Live in your designed abundance, that freedom, that joy, that peace. Oh, the love that you can enjoy in him. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. He has given you power. And if you don't have this authority and this power and this God and this Jesus that I'm talking about this morning, today is your day. You can walk in that same authority. You can walk in that authority to overcome whatever situation that you are going through, whatever illness, whatever psychological, sociological, physiological ailment you have. Christ in you gives you the authority to walk in the abundance of life that he has designed you to walk in. You are one in Christ, full of the Holy Spirit. He returned to dwell in you and I so that we might be in close proximity to him. So that this world can be affected by the power and the authority invested in you. It's not just for me to say, abracadabra, I need a Mercedes-Benz. No, our warfare is not carnal, but spiritual. Regardless of what car you're driving, regardless of what house you live in, regardless of what job you have, regardless of your financial well-being or not so much well-being, you're still kings and priests in a different kingdom than this earth. And the power and the authority that is invested in you gives you that ability to walk in the fullness of the glory of God here and now. You don't even have to wait to cash in your golden ticket to go to heaven. You can walk in the fullness now. You can rise up like an army now. You can walk in that authority now. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Faith in proximity to authority. Oh, Jesus, thanks. Every eye closed, every head bowed, if you may. Jesus is doing something in our hearts this morning. And I want to be aware of what's going on. Jesus, right now, I pray, let our awareness to your presence, your purposes, your authority invested in us by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into each of us. Right now, let our awareness arise. Let there be a resurrection of the dead spirit this morning, Jesus. Let it be made alive in you, Jesus. Let our faith grow and blossom as we understand how close in proximity we are to the authority of God in us to overcome every obstacle, to overcome every circumstance, to overcome every character flaw, to overcome every attitude issue, to overcome every addiction and every crutch that we are walking in. Let faith rise up this morning, Jesus. Jesus, we repent and we walk no longer as fools, but as kings and as priests and a royal priesthood. No longer vomiting over the side of the boat from the being seasick this morning from our circumstances, but turning ourselves to the attention of the sleeping Messiah right there in our boat. Father, come and increase this awareness right now, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Every circumstance right now, Jesus, in this room, that an awareness will increase right now, Jesus. Come, Lord. Let it rise. Let it grow. Let it flourish. Let it blossom. How close our faith is in proximity to your authority this morning. I take charge. I make a decision right now to remember who I am in you, Jesus. I'm no longer a peasant, but I'm a king and priest in the Lord's army. I belong to the creator of the heavens and of the earth. Wow. The Lord and Savior that had so much love that he died on a cross so that you and I could have perfect access to him. Thanks, Jesus.